But the Mullins family may be listening in. They were here earlier. See some of them still across the way. Jay Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, inspired by you. Jeff Mullins and everyone over there, West Northfield Boulevard. Christmas time's coming. Tip is controlled by the Cougars, and we are underway here in the boys' game. Micah Farmer has the ball out front, bounces it over right side in the corner, 4-3, up and no good by Bowman. Rebound, pops out, and the web feet bring it down the floor. They're moving right to left as we see it, clad in the blue uniforms, trimmed in yellow. MTCS in the whites, trimmed in orange. Three from the outside, it's up and good by Chase Hullett. And just that quickly, the web feet have taken a three-point lead. MTCS whips it around the outside arc. In the corner to Derek Spears, back out front. Spears gets it back after passing it off to Farmer. Fires off the three, it's no good. Rebound, running down the loose ball is Webb. However, it goes out of bounds, last touch by Spears, and that is the first turnover. Down the floor, Hullett. Now he gives it up to Caleb Tilton, the senior guard. He is not the tallest guy on the court. Over to Nick Tilton, his younger brother. He has a little more size. Not much. Bounce pass inside. Pop has it. Turn, spins off the left block. It's good. So quickly, Webb up 5-0 over the Cougars. We played about a minute 20.
Got a little help inside.
Trying to get some of that help from Reed Seiler. Now the ball batted away. Second turnover for the Cougars. And now they have turned it over. Tilton. But MTCS can't control it. Ben Brown goes flying out of bounds.
The web zone, Brian, is giving the Middle Tennessee Christian School boys fits right now. They're really keying on the guys out front, particularly Farmer.
Tilton having some trouble getting it in bounds, and he finds Brother. He is going to be fouled, and that foul is on Ben Brown. His first, team's first, game's first. Cougars trail the feet, 5-0. First quarter of action. Tilton. Nick out front to Caleb. Tilton. Right wing, Nick comes out. Flips it in the corner to Caleb Tilton for three. It's no good. Rebound. Going to be tipped out of bounds by Branson Pop, and it'll be MTCS basketball. Ben Brown trots down the floor, the sophomore guard. Gives it up left side to Heath Bowman. Bounce pass in the corner from Seiler in the paint to Farmer, and there's a whistle and a foul. Foul is on Pop, his first, and Webb's first foul. Inbounds is made. Driving is Spears. Pull-up jumper from about seven is good.
Big basket by Spears, and gets MTCS on the scoreboard, and they needed that basket in all kinds of ways.
Races the goose eggs off the board. It's 5-2 in favor of the feet. Ball on the ground. A scrum for it. And one official asked the other whose ball it is. And still no one knows.
Well, that hand almost went up for the Cougars on that turnover. Almost turnover.
Well, it is going to be Webb's basketball. Tilton to Tilton. Now Tilton gets it back. It's very confusing. Caleb. Right side, Farmer all over him, putting a lot of pressure. Gives it up to Hullett. Bounce pass over near side to Bergen. Back out front. MTCS in a straight-up man here, driving. And turning the ball over is Tilton. He walked, carried the ball. That is their first turnover.
Traditional technology being used.
Fingers, that was before a calculator.
Calculator before iPhone 63.
Brown fires up a three from the right wing. It is no good. Christian School trails by three with 4:51 left in the first. Blocked by Micah Farmer. The shot by Tipton. Inbounds. And now the two by Bergen, I believe. 5-point advantage. Webb. Two from just inside the three-point line by Spears. No good. Rebound. Tilton. Caleb driving down the floor. Three on one. He's the one. Missed the shot. Nobody there to rebound. Now Spears trots down the near sideline. Gives it up to Farmer. He penetrates, stops from the right block. It's good. And there is a foul.
That was good penetration there. He kind of dribbled between two guys and then got the extra foul, too, on top of that. And a good offensive move by Michael Farmer.
Going for the old-fashioned three-point play. Number 14, Michael Farmer, the senior. Swish on that one. And MTCS cuts the Webb lead to two. Going down to the other end, and the official stopped play for some reason. Not. Got to come to the near side to inbound.
Still no rain outside, Brian. It just went out.
Really?
For a breath of fresh air, and no rain yet.
Webb brings it up. Out front, Bergen to Tilton, right wing. Caleb, bounce pass, stolen away by Spears. He's got a one-on-one on the other end. Scores! Behind the back, way up, and he's fouled.
Well, he did that by avoiding the charge, and boy, he just put up a beautiful soft shot, kind of like you said, behind his back, and avoided the charge, and he's going to be at the free throw line.
Tied at seven apiece and could break this 7-7 stalemate and give MTCS their first lead of the game. There's a sub in the game. We'll check that out for you. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good by Spears. He's got five of MTCS's 8 points tonight. 3:43. It's 8-7. We've got a timeout on the floor, a timeout for us to say hello to Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction Company. Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600. They have been with us for years, bringing you the 30-second timeouts, and just been a great supporter of high school athletics here on WGNS, and we appreciate Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction Company. 896-4600 is the phone number. Brian Barrett, John Dinkins here with you. MTCS girls got beat, or actually won tonight's game. MTCS girls winners. John, I forgot that final. 53-39.
Lady Wolverines went down tonight, Brian. And
took on a very good Mount Juliet team tonight.
Yes, they did.
MTCS called the timeout to talk things over, trailing for the first time tonight. Caleb Tilton under intense pressure by Micah Farmer. Spears there to help as well, gets out of it, flips it in the corner to Hullett for three. It's no good. Rebound tipped out and going to be pulled in by Justin Wynn, who's in the game for the MTCS Cougars. In the far corner, Bowman sets a pick. Spears for the long two, no good. Tip in. Oh, yes. Ben Brown.
Right place at the right time. Brown didn't bring it down to the floor. I love to see that. Just put it right back up.
Three-point lead for the Cougars. Mayer putting on some intense pressure. Micah Farmer. And got the call. Five-second call. That is the third Webb feet turnover. Farmer looks like he's bigger and stronger, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. And very quick. He was plagued a little bit by injuries last year, and good to see him healthy and on the floor.
He's got the ball deep left wing, now right wing. Ben Brown for three. It's no good. Rebound going to go out of bounds. And be Webb's basketball with 2:39 left to play in the first. 10-7 your score. Cougars with the lead over the feet. Chip Walters warming up his vocal cords to bring you tonight's Middle Tennessee men's basketball game. From California at UCLA.
They come on after us.
Yeah, 9:30 pregame.
Wow. Well, we've got plenty of time, hour and a half.
Farmer ties it up here. It's going to be Webb's basketball as the possession arrow was in their favor. Inbounds toss by Hullett to Tilton. Now Hullett gets it back. Works between the rings. Stutter steps. Goes right side now. Bounce pass. Down low to Pop. Pop turns, spins in the double team, fires it up. Banger off the rim, no good. Rebound put back, it won't go. And another rebound by the Webb Feet. In the corner for three, left wing, rolls through. And there is a foul. Chris Bergen gets the three. The foul was after the basket. We're tied at 10. Foul, they say, was on Pop. So that's all good, I guess, even though they did get the shot. There was a foul afterward. Webb has fouled four times, MTCS one. We're tied at 10 with a minute 52 left to play in the first. Cougars have the ball out front. Farmer backs it up off the left wing. Now deep in the left corner, the three fired up. It's in and out for Bowman. Heath just missed that shot. It rimmed out. Rebound, Webb. Down the far sideline, Hullett, top of the key. Bounces it over right side to Tilton. Trying to get past Farmer and can't do it. Caleb, near side, gets it underneath to Hullett. Gets over to Bergen from the left block and scores.
Good move. He did put it up with the left hand, back door layup.
Webb takes a 12-10 lead. MTCS out front, Wynn to Brown. Brown back to Wynn from the foul line. Dumps it back out. Three for Ben Brown. In and out. Rebound. They have gotten a bunch of those rebounds. Bergen pulls down another one, the sophomore guard.
Ball's coming off long on those three-point attempts, and those little scrappy guards for Webb have done a good job of closing up the gap.
Webb going to try to run some clock here with 42 seconds. Way out front, Chase Hullett, the sophomore guard, bouncing it around. Justin Wynn defending, but no one's counting here, and the clock melting away. 30 seconds and counting. Webb leads by two. Probably going to waste away another 10 seconds here. Could give you the weather forecast in California, but I won't. Well, they're going to get back to play now. 13 seconds. Hullett in the corner to Ethan Arnold, who's in the game. Now back outside. Hullett misses the shot with two, with one. Spears down the floor from midcourt. Oh, off the front of the rim. Your score at the end of the first, it's 12-10. Webb leading MTCS on State Farm Prep Basketball. All right, second quarter of play coming up here for you. Don't forget, after tonight's basketball game, Friday night, we will have quarterfinal football as Riverdale host Oak Ridge this Friday. On Monday, Tullahoma is at Oakland. We will not have the Ideas Tees primetime sports scene on Monday, and Rick Stockstill will be on after the basketball game from Oakland High School next Monday. Then next Friday, hopefully, we will have some semifinal football. We'll hope. Friday, December 2nd, Franklin is at Siegel for basketball action. On Thursday, December 8th, Antioch at Siegel. Friday, December 16th, Lebanon at Oakland. And then hopefully something from the State Farm Holiday Tournament at Riverdale High School the week of Christmas, right before Christmas time. So looks like about six basketball games, John, with some football smattered in. Hopefully three more three more counting this Friday football games. We'll see.
Brian, 4 of 13 for the Christian school, 31% shooting. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, Mount Juliet defeated Laverne girls tonight. And the Cougar girls won tonight, 53-39. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
If you know how things went with Riverdale and Franklin County, let us know, 893-1450. Long two, fired up. And it is no good by Wynn. Outside, Bergen. Deep in the left corner, Nick Tilton. Nick gives it up to Caleb, who turns and spins at the foul line, has to give it back outside to Bergen. Looks like they're playing zone, just sagging. Ball is turned over by Webb. Spears drives the lane, gets in there, and I thought he may have charged. But Caleb Tilton took some punishment. I thought Caleb may have gotten there, but we'll take it.
Feet were still moving, I think, a little, Brian, and I think that's why that was called in favor of Derek. And he'll go to the free throw line with a chance to tie this thing up.
It was a bang-bang play. At the line, sophomore guard Derek Spears nails the first one. Two dribbles, make that three, a spin of the basketball, shot it, and got it.
He's beefed up a little bit, too. I didn't even hardly recognize him.
Got a little taller, too,
yes.
He hit that second one, so we're tied at 12 apiece now. Just underway, played a minute here in the second quarter.
I believe he got a haircut, too.
Pass over near side, Tilton. Skip pass across court. Tilton goes right side, tries one from the right block. There's a whistle before he could drive in, and it's going to be a foul on Farmer, I believe. Foul, 1-4 it is. Micah Farmer, the senior. That is his first, but it's only the second team foul for the Christian school.
As tough as they're playing defensively, that's a pretty good stat.
Chris Bergen to Tilton, and just as we said that, now they've committed two fouls in this same possession. This one going to be against Spears. He looks like the guilty party. Official trots over. And it's not. It's Garrett Wilson who checked in. Wilson, the sophomore guard. Sorry, Derek. I didn't mean to say you look guilty. Inbounds is made. Bergen out front to Nick Tilton. Drives the lane, and he walked. He did. Took an extra step. That is five turnovers for the Webb Feet. Tied at 12 apiece here. State Farm Prep basketball.
I think I'll do the turnovers with my feet tonight in honor of the Webb Feet.
No, please don't.
Oh.
I'd rather just not know. Spare the listening audience. At least it's not smell radio.
Wow. That was cold.
Right side, Brown. Top of the key win. They're really forcing Middle Tennessee Christian School to shoot from outside. Garrett Wilson fires up a three. It crawls over the rim. And the rebound. There's going to be a foul on the Christian School after the rebound. And that is on Justin Wynn. That's his first, and it's the fourth team foul.
Like I said, they played, haven't fouled much.
It happens every time, doesn't it?
I know. I don't understand that.
Tied at 12 apiece here. Near side, it's Nick Tilton, and there's
illegal pick down low.
Ah, we'll take that. It was off the on the other side. So the foul is on Nick Tilton. Micah Farmer coming out for a breather. Ben Brown back in the game. Down the floor, Brown left side. Gets the ball back from the three-point arc, right wing. Now back around outside. Spears missed a shot. Going to be a foul on the rebound. This one going to be on Heath Bowman, it does appear. So in the last minute and a half clock time, there have been a lot of fouls, and I think Jason Piercy sees that and takes a 30-second timeout, and so will we. Tied at 12.
Toots, good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant. And now that we have three locations spread out across Rutherford County, we're the perfect spot for your tailgating headquarters before or after your high school game. Our kitchen's open till midnight, and we hope to see you then. Come visit us at one of our three locations in Rutherford County, the old original 860 Northwest Broad Street, Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna, and our newest location at 2992 South Church Street in the Barfield area.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
GoPrimeTimeSports.com is your local source for county prep news and information. Log on to listen live anywhere around the world and then see where we'll be broadcasting next. That's GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Webb's basketball tied at 12. Number 12 has it, drives, and Caleb Tilton. They're going to reach in and foul him. and should be going to the foul line, shooting there, I believe. Foul is on number three, Derek Spears. That is his first foul. Nobody with more than one foul, but just about 2 minutes ago, clock time, MTCS only had one foul, and we said they haven't fouled a lot. Since then, it's been foul, foul, foul. Caleb Tilton going to go to the charity stripe.
So now it's my fault.
Well, it seems to happen. Nobody really knows what's going on. The official made him go stand at the foul line. It's not 1-1 yet, and he must not have been shooting.
I thought
they said he was shooting. But anyway, out of bounds for the last time. Both teams with 16 fouls. Webb gets it in. Hullett has it right wing, deep. Around the horn. Back over to Bergen, who pops out. Hullett deeper in the right corner, looking inside. Nothing there. Brings it back out front to Bergen. Between the legs dribble. Tries to penetrate between two Cougars, and coming away with it is Ben Brown. Brown over to Spears. Spears drives, dumps it out into the far corner to Bowman. Now Spears gets it back, right wing. Micah Farmer wants it and gets it. Tied at 12. Justin Wynn to Spears at the foul line. Wynn gets it back now to Farmer. He's going to penetrate, drives in. Kicks it back out. Brown looks over the three, thought about it, doesn't take it. Spears at the foul line. Swish!
Yeah, that's where you want that shot. That's a very high percentage shot when you've got Derek Spears at the free throw line, just extending that jump shot. Mighty fine play there. Good ball movement.
Cougars take a two-point advantage with 4:15 left in the first half of play. Nick Tilton. Has it near side. Turns, spins, get away. Bounce pass over to Brother. Caleb turns, spins, lost the ball. Has his pocket picked by Heath Bowman. Heath gives it up to Spears, crossing the timeline. Now Spears pulls up. Jumper from the left wing is good. And timeout on the floor. MTCS now leads 16-12 on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Mid-South Satellite is now Intersource.
Thanks, Middle Tennessee, for making us more than just your satellite service provider. Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment.
Whether you need Dish Network, DirecTV, Xfinity, Charter, HughesNet, home theater, or flat panel TVs,
you got to go to the source.
815-1800.
Call 815-1800 for a free evaluation of current services and bundle together what best fits your needs.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad, just down from the country club.
And this is Eric. Having trouble passing the emissions test? It's no problem for us. We'll diagnose the problem, fix it, and drive your vehicle until it's ready to pass.
Then we'll take it through the emissions test ourselves so you don't have to.
We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
For over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal online at TOA.com.
Tyler Lamb hustling after the football.
Or the basketball.
It's a basketball, isn't it?
Yes.
Hustling after the basketball fouls. He checked into the game, the freshman guard. That's three for me tonight. At least I did preface the entire broadcast by saying it was going to happen.
Well, you did.
At the foul line, Chase Hullett. First one is up and good for him.
First points of the second quarter for Webb.
MTCS trailed 12-10 at the end of the first quarter. Have taken a 16-13 lead now and make it 16-14. Hullett with two free throws. 3:50 to play in the first half. MTCS girls a winner tonight over Webb to open up the season. This is the season opener for MTCS and for us. Farmer gives it up in the corner to Ben Brown. The three up, no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds, and it is off of Bergen and will be MTCS basketball. Inbounds to Farmer. Farmer, the little soft baby J from the left side, is good. lead back to four. Crossing the timeline now, Caleb Tilton. Senior turns, spins at the foul line. He did it again. He drug his foot, took an extra step, and turned the ball over for the eighth time. Our coach is going to ask the official what happened.
He's walking, though. He's making that one more extra step.
Left side, Tyler Lamb. Lamb to Farmer. Farmer in the corner to Brown. Now to Spears. Spears back to Brown. Back to Spears. Playing patty cake. Farmer flips it over in the far corner to Bowman for three off the lip of the rim. Rebound. Spears had it. Saved it again. And now it's Caleb Tilton coming the other way. Moving right to left are the feet of Webb. And there's going to be a foul, 1-1. For Webb, going to the foul line will be Tilton after the Micah Farmer foul. That's his second, and I would suspect, yep, Coach Piercy already has somebody coming in, and that's Reed Seiler.
Probably won't see Micah for the rest of the half.
John, one thing I have noticed is MTCS is much deeper than they have been as well. Got some bodies out there. Foul shot is missed, but the rebound by Webb. And the shot was good by Branson Pop, but he traveled. Turnover number nine. Boy, we got away with one there. That was a wide open shot. Drug his foot.
That's about four consecutive turnovers now for Webb.
That has really hurt them. MTCS leads by four. Spears to Bowman. Bowman way out front to Ben Brown. Spears fakes, now pulls up for the long two off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped up, and it is going to be out of bounds off of MTCS. Ty Hageman is in the game, the junior post player. But he kind of got tangled up and lost that basketball.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Todd's Complete Auto Care, Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine, where your team colors anytime and get a free taco. State Farm agent Jenny Allman and Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
At the floor, Caleb Tilton trying to get past Spears. Can't do it. Kicks it out. The three up, no good by Hullett. Rebound, MTCS. Spears charging down the floor. Pulls up to Bowman. Now gets it back. Pulls up for three from downtown. No good. Rebound, rolling around. Blue jersey's there, and then a foul going to be called on Hageman. That should be two on him. Actually, I think it's just his first. So we go to the other end for 1-1 again. Ninth team foul, so the next MTCS foul on the feet will actually put Webb at the line for the double bonus, but not this time. Senior guard Caleb Tilton at the line for the 1-1. The first one is up and good, so he'll get another. As hard as he's played and worked up the sweat that he's worked up here tonight, that's his first point.
Well, offensive-wise, they've only had 3 points in this second half, and all of them at the free throw line. They've only had one shot from the field.
Second one to help draw his team within two, and this one's no good. Rebound. It should be an over-the-back against Ethan Arnold there. And it is 24. So we'll go to the other end to shoot the 1-1. So MTCS gets a break here and sends Heath Bowman, who's been held scoreless here in the first half. See if the senior can scratch. Minute 45 left to play in the first half. 18-15, Cougars with the lead. Bowman, two dribbles, bend to the knee, shot it, and bounces three times, won't go. Rebound, Spears there, oh yes. I love it when that happens. Hustling after the rebound, got the...
Yeah, he just sneaked through and got it.
20-15. MTCS with their largest lead of the game, I believe. Driving is Caleb Tilton. Missed the snowbird there, and there's a foul on the other side. And the foul is going to be on Arnold, I believe. Yep, And we go to shoot the 1-1 again.
Middle Tennessee Christian School is starting to do a very good job on the defensive glass, and they're just forming almost a wall, and Webb's not having any luck trying to get a rebound.
Two dribbles, a spin of the basketball, and a big deep breath for Wynn. It's good. I always like to watch the players to see what routine they have in shooting free throws, and they do it the same every time.
83% in this first half, 5 of 6 from the free throw line for the Cougars.
Wynn. There's one dribble, two dribbles, spin of the basketball, a big deep breath, shot it, and got it. 22-15, MTCS. Minute 20 to play in the first half. Coming near side, Caleb Tilton. Back near the timeline. Spears has him backed up. He turns and spins, goes to the far side. Works off a pick now, drives all the way in there, and there's an offensive foul. Oh, Caleb has had a tough night tonight, hasn't he, John?
He sure has. And probably the hardest working guy on the floor.
Only has 1 point to show for it. He has really struggled. Several bad things have happened to him.
Well, he tried to force that one, and that shot just wasn't there. David Forrest down there to console.
Do a little coaching there on the bench, assistant coach for Webb. A lot of Murfreesboro flavor on the Webb staff. MTCS trying to burn some clock now. Out front, Bowman has it between the rings. Near side to Spears. Gets underneath. Wide open for the layup is Ty Hageman.
Well, they converged on Spears because of his offensive threat, but he found him wide open underneath the basket.
They have a lot of offensive threats, and they're a pretty big team, too, in terms of size. In the corner, left him open is Walsh for three. Bangs around, no good. Rebound, Cougars with 20 seconds. It's Brown, turns, spins, gets in there. Now outside to Spears for three. Rippa! Derek Spears, the first bank three, 27-15. And this thing opening up for the Cougars. Two from the outside corner. Walsh has fired up two threes and no good. And at your horn with the long toss up by Bowman, which falls well short. We are at halftime. 27-15 your score here at the half. 27-15 in favor of the Cougars of Middle Tennessee Christian School. Timeout for us here on State Farm Prep Basketball. And when we return, we'll have some stats for you, some news, whatever we can find, a few scores on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, a look at the broadcast schedule, and the TOA highlight for you. All coming up here at halftime in the boys' game, 27-15, Cougars lead.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student-athletes.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
This is Lester Martin with Martin's Home and Garden across from Demas's. We have a full selection of storage buildings, all shapes and sizes. You can customize them however you like, from small 8x8s all the way up to the largest. It's a 14x40. We have play centers for kids, beautiful gazebos in all styles. We have a financing plan, 6 months, same as cash. We have free delivery and installation in Rutherford County. So come by Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Little Caesar's Hot and Ready Pizza. Walk in, walk out.
Pizza's hot and ready whenever you want it.
by Little Caesars and pick up a large, freshly made hot and ready pepperoni pizza for only $5. No need to call ahead. It's hot and ready all day, every day.
Three local locations on Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Franklin Road and Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart.
Pizza, pizza.
Hey, Ethel, if we're going to your mother's house for Thanksgiving, we have got to take that car over to Performance Transmission. Make sure it's right to take in trips. When we're going over 100 miles, we got to get that thing fixed before we go anywhere.
What?
We just got to get them bugs out of that transmission. It sounds like an old tractor. If we pull up at your mama's house and that car sounded that bad, they are going to throw the transmission on me.
Prepare your hot rod or grandma's Buick for holiday travel. Go to Performance Transmissions today on Memorial Boulevard next to O'Reilly's.
You can call them at 896-9336.
The time is now. Bob Parts Auction. The time is now.
Saturday, November 19th auction on Shores Road in Murfreesboro. A beautiful brick home on 5 acres will be auctioned off. This is in the Blackman community. Auction Saturday, November 19th at 10 a.m. in Murfreesboro on Shores Road.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Our prep sports on WGNS is brought to you in part tonight by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, Rick's Barbecue, Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction. And speaking of our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, the Riverdale girls defeated Franklin County tonight 61-27. Mount Juliet girls over the Laverne girls tonight as well on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. And the Cougars, the Lady Cougars, won 53-29. And here at halftime, it's 27-15, the Cougars over the Feet. Brian?
The Feet?
The Feet.
Doesn't that sound a little weird to be saying?
Yes, Web Feet.
Just a little. 2011, 2012, high school basketball, our first game. We've got at least six games before Christmas. We may sneak in another one somewhere along the way. Plus, hopefully, three more football games, counting this Friday night. And should be some good stuff coming up here for you, along with Raider basketball, which comes on tonight at 9:30 from California. MTSU men versus UCLA. The women back in action at home on Thursday night, by the way, and we'll have this game beginning at 6:30 with Dick Palmer as they host South Dakota State. The Jackrabbits come into town. They're always pretty tough, too. So good luck to Rick Ensel and the Lady Raiders, and we'll, of course, have it here on WGNS. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance highlighting local athletes all season long, and we want to highlight the Riverdale Warriors and the Eagleville Eagles, both still undefeated. Both still playing football, both in the quarterfinals in the state's Final Eight in their respective classes. So congratulations to Riverdale and Eagleville from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Whether you're in the game on the sidelines or cheering from the stands, TOA is here for you online at TOA.com. John, more undefeateds left in 6A football than I can recall. Four of the eight teams that are left are undefeated. All four of those play another opponent, and all four are favored. So you could have a semifinal that has two undefeated teams against two undefeated teams to get to the Blue Cross Bowl.
I guess that means that the system works. I mean,
if that happens, then that means you're going to have two undefeated teams playing for a state championship.
Yeah, and I guess that's the perfect matchup, isn't it? I mean, that's kind of what you want. You know,
I guess so.
Can't be undefeated. Mount Juliet still there. Who's
Mount Juliet, Whitehaven,
right?
Riverdale, and Maribel.
We're into football now. Yeah.
I was trying to say
Riverdale. Where are they located?
I was trying to say Riverdale and Maribel.
Tyler, will you look up where Riverdale is? I'm not sure exactly where that is. Google that, will you?
Oh mercy. So should be interesting. That'll be Friday night. Quarterfinal action. Better jump into some stats here real quick before the second half of this boys' game. These stats brought to you by Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P., Winners Trophies, and AG Sporting Goods. Derek Spears has led the way for the Cougars tonight, 16 points, including a first bank three, 2 points for Ben Brown and Justin Wynn, 5 for Micah Farmer, 2 for Ty Hageman. For the Webb Feet, 7 points for Chris Bergen, 5 for Hullett, and 2 apiece, make that 2 for Branson and 1 for Caleb Tilton. Nobody with more than 2 fouls, so won't even worry with that. John's got to look at all the team stats for you.
I do, Brian. Middle Tennessee Christian rebounded Webb 11-9. They shot 10 of 24 from the field for 42%, 1 first bank 3. Webb was 5 of 15 for 33%. One stat that sticks out here, though, in the second quarter, they were 0 for 4 from the field, and they were 3 of 5 from the free throw line. So they only scored 3 points in that second quarter. Good D by the Cougars. Middle Tennessee Christian School, 6 of 7, 86%. Webb's 3 of 5 for 60%. Middle Tennessee Christian School had 2 turnovers. Another big key, Webb had 9. And of those 9, 6 of them occurred in that second quarter, Brian.
All right, that's a look at all of your stats from Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. When we come back, we'll have the second half of action for you from Middle Tennessee Christian School. The Cougars lead 27-15.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
This is Brandon Burks with First Bank Mortgage. Now is the time to refinance or purchase your dream home with rates at historic lows. Just a quick 10-minute call or visit could help you save thousands in interest and even reduce your monthly mortgage payment. Give me a call at 907-5535 or come by and visit me at First Bank on Memorial Boulevard. I look forward to helping you with all your mortgage needs. Call me, Brandon Burks, at 907-5535.
Rusco Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Get frustrated with dealer car care? The alternative trusted by Rutherford County and since 1996 is Jerry Potts Car Care.
There's pretty much nothing we don't service or work on.
That's Stacy Potts Orpheus at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We have an emissions testing here that we do.
And they have tires.
Anything from Michelin, Bridgestone, BF Goodrich, private label brands. Just about anything you want, we can get.
Jerry Potts Car Care, near the County School Board office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-662.
Webb basketball to begin the second half of action. Shot up off the left wing, no good. MTCS with the rebound. Down to the other end quickly. Ball rolling around, picked up by Farmer. His shot from the right block, no good. Ball kicks out. Deep rebound is taken by the Webb Feet. Starting lineups here in the second half for the Cougars. It's Spears, Brown, Farmer, Seiler, and Bowman. The starting lineup for Middle Tennessee Christian School, brought to you courtesy of Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. Driving the lane is Branson Pop, and he lost the ball out of bounds. His team's 10th turnover. Action has been fast and furious the first couple of seconds of the second half. MTCS leading 27-15. That was your halftime score. They have the basketball, their second possession of this half. Moving right to left as we see it. Farmer drives baseline, gives it up right side, off the block. It's up and good by Reed Seiler, his first basket of the game.
Good penetration, and found him, Seiler, on the weak side over there. Nice pass by Farmer.
Bounce pass in the lane. And they get it to Caleb Tilton, and offensive foul. They say he reached around, tried to get around, and that's a basket he made. He has had a tough, tough night.
Still trying to force the ball in, and it's just not there for him.
First team foul on the feet. Brown trots it down the floor. Gives it up to Heath Bowman. Back over to Ben Brown. Brown burns it to Bowman. Now to Micah Farmer. Fakes, penetrates, lost the ball, goes out of bounds. Last tipped by, well, Farmer thought it was Webb, but it was actually him. Turnover, MTCS. So Tilton brings the ball down, third turnover. Well, that's a great stat.
It is a great stat. It's the difference in the ball game, really.
Out front, Bergen, long two, no good, fading away, missed the shot. Spears with the rebound. Down the floor, crossing the timeline. Long dump underneath, and the shot will not go for Seiler. Too far underneath the backboard, and the feet are running. Made a funny there. Right side, driving is Hullett. Bounce pass, it won't go. Got the rebound, got his own. Shot goes, and there's a foul. And we will check the foul. The basket is good, the official says, and the foul is on. Well, who did he say?
Seiler.
Okay. That was the weakest 2-0 I've ever seen.
I'm here for you, buddy.
Thank you. Hullett hits the charity toss, the old-fashioned three-point play. 29-18, 11-point lead. Now ball tipped away. Webb has found a second gear, and MTCS is not yet. Feed underneath, double-teamed. The basket goes, but Pop drug his feet there and turned the ball over for the 11th time, matching his uniform number. Ben Brown has it, gives it up to Bowman outside. Now Farmer penetrates, now gives it up underneath, and Brown is going to be fouled driving in the lane. And the foul will be on Branson Pop. That's three on him. And Brown at the charity stripe, number five, sophomore guard. Couple of dribbles, spin of the basketball, bend of the knee. It's good.
Well, I've seen something I don't think I've ever seen before.
What's that?
Basketball player. And Webb is over there with her laptop.
She's doing her homework.
Half. Yeah.
Got to get that report in tomorrow. Second one. Barely ripples the net. Going out is Seiler. Coming in is Justin Wynn for the Cougars. They tack two on. It's 31-18. Tilton, the inbounds pass, and ball thrown away. Well, last touch by the Cougars, they say, so it'll be Webb's basketball. Inbounds toss. Down the floor, Bergen. Behind the back dribble, and has it blocked by Spears, and then there's a push on the backside, and that push is going to be against Justin Wynn.
Well, the Cougars had them where they wanted them that time and then kind of let him off the hook, and then on top of that had a pushing foul.
You see teams get that trap down perfectly, and you blink if you let up at all, and that's what happened there. Tilton on the other side. Nick Tilton has the ball, but there's a foul underneath the basket on the Cougars, it does appear. And that is on Micah Farmer.
Micah was trying to get through a screen there and knocked a player down.
That is his third foul, so they've got to be careful. 5 seconds, can't get the ball inbounded. And the tough night continues for Caleb Tilton. The Cougars bring the ball down the floor. Bowman to Brown. Tandem trot across the timeline. Brown calls the play. Far sideline now between the rings. Bowman now back to Brown for three from downtown. No good. Rebound. Farmer fights for it. They're going to call a jump ball, and that is good for MTCS and bad in a way because Farmer was about to turn and spin and fire it up there.
Yeah, he was, and it was a quick call, too.
Shot. The three is no good. Rebound. Far side. Taken by Caleb Tilton. Passes off to brother Nick. Outside, Hullett has it. Now penetrates. The six-footer, no good. Rebound under there for it. Wide open is Pop, and he is popped from behind. Foul is on 1-0, Justin Wynn. That is his third foul, so Farmer and Wynn both with three fouls. Cougars leading 31-18, 4 minutes to play here in the third. First one is up, too hard off the back of the rim. Pop will have another one. Branson is a sophomore. This one, too hard almost, but it rolls through. Got the shooter's roll on that one. 31-19.
Cougars only 1 of 5 from the field here in the third quarter.
Spears passes back out to Brown. Now Spears again. Fires up the three. Need it. Don't get it. Foul on the rebound. Well, we have seen a lot of these here in the second half, too. Nope. It's kept MTCS from getting in a flow.
Yeah, it's blocking out underneath the basket. And a lot of fouls being committed.
Foul on Pop. It's his fourth. I have it. Yep. So he's got to come out. Inbounds. Wynn. Turn, spins, gets in there. Doesn't take the shot. Bowman not scared. He fires up the three. No good. He gets clobbered after the shot. Down the floor, Tilton. Caleb lost the basketball. Rolling around on the floor. Scrum for it, and Bergen lost it out of bounds. MTCS basketball.
Good hustle there, and Micah Farmer was in on that play and did a good job of scrambling and made it go out on the Webb's turnover.
Off of Webb's feet?
Webb's feet, that's right. I didn't want to say that, though. Thought about it.
Yep. Brown and Bowman playing catch. Now Brown penetrates. Hooks one up there. It won't go. They hang all over him, the foul, on 23, and that would be Nick Tilton. It's his second. Nobody for Webb other than Pop has more than two fouls, and Pop's got four. Inbounds, Spears, off-balance shot, no good. Rebound, run down by Webb, loose ball run down, if you will.
We're ice cold from the field right now.
Hullett back outside. Penetrating. And an offensive foul is going to be called on Bergen. Kind of went airborne. Out of control there.
Well, when you're running, you're out of control. When you go down that baseline, if somebody picks you up, you've got to gingerly put that ball up, and he couldn't stop himself.
30-second timeout for Middle Tennessee Christian School. We'll be back. 31-19 your score. Cougars up.
Tacos?
Nah. Burgers?
Yesterday.
Right.
I'm thinking
Mongolian.
Looking for a fresh, healthy alternative? Take a trip to Genghis Grill. Genghis Grill, masters of Mongolian stir fry.
Hey, go vegetarian.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway. Mongolian stir fry, healthy.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports podcast online.
Got a lot of scores and a little bit of basketball news to pass to you when we get to break here. Great ball passing around, and Spears gets it underneath to Ben Brown after two more passes prior to that. and they score and break this ice-cold streak. And we've got another timeout here. Webb takes one. We will, too. 2:33 left in the third. Cougars lead 33-19.
Intersource is your source for DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, and Charter.
We provide TV, internet, and phone service for your home and business.
We are your trusted source for entertainment.
Call us today, 815-1800, for a free evaluation of your current services.
We will help you put the bundle together that best fits your needs.
Mid-South Satellite is now Intersource, 815-1800.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Riverdale girls defeat Franklin County 61-27. Oakland girls over CAK 47-32. And Oakland boys defeated CAK 54-52. Those are all finals on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Webb gets the ball underneath. Bergen has it. Misses the shot. Rebound comes out deep. Caleb Tilton brings it back. Bouncing around. Loose ball. He runs it down. Tilton flips it out. The three by Hullett, it is no good. Rebound, it is Nick Tilton, and he's going to be fouled going to the rack.
They're killing us on the boards right now, 18-14, and they've out-rebounded us, Brian, here in this second half or the third quarter, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-3. Some of that, Micah Farmer on the bench.
Well,
some of it are the shot selection by Webb, too. It's going off those long rebounds.
Wynn with the foul, by the way. Nick Tilton has a strange free throw form. He will attempt another after missing the first. Didn't have much arch on it. Now that looked a lot better. Hit that one. Lead is 13 for the Cougars. They have the basketball, just under 2 minutes to play, and Spears is going to be fouled by Tilton. And the official doesn't really care for Caleb Tilton's reaction.
This game really similar to the girls' game, isn't it?
Actually, that's five fouls. I knew I'd miss one.
Kind of had a lot of it's been a kind of a comfortable lead since the second quarter, but really haven't put it away. I mean, we're just not shooting well here in this quarter.
Caleb Tilton is fouled out of the ball game. They're starting guard. Three by Spears, no good. MTCS not having much luck from the field, however. Down the floor, Nick Tilton, shot, no good. Rebound, got his own somehow. How did the little guy do it? And there's going to be a foul, and you may have heard Coach Jason Piercy say, get the rebound, and we have just been clobbered on the boards. Zach Ring into the game for the second time tonight, the junior center for Webb. Meanwhile, going to the line is Nick Tilton. He's the freshman guard, his brother the senior guard. And brother is fouled out. Had a frustrating night. Nick gets another free throw. It's his second here in the second half. 33-21. MTCS is going to have to find their rhythm again.
Free throws keeping Webb in the ball game. They've now cut the lead to 12.
Shot it and missed it. Rebound Farmer. Micah playing with three fouls. Got to go the rest of the way. Ben Brown left wing. Now Farmer has it. Pull up jumper from about 10. No good. Rebound. Tilton. He takes it down the far sideline in between a double team on the floor, rolling around. How's that not a walk? Ball comes loose. Ben Brown has it. He's going to have a layup on the other end, and he does.
12th turnover turns into points for the Cougars.
35-21, your new score. Long pass up. Right there to throw it up as Ethan Arnold, his first basket, the junior forward. 35-21. 23, 49 seconds and counting here in the third. Farmer out front over to Ben Brown. Ben, a few dribbles out front. Passes it over right side to Oakley Starling in the game. Underneath, Brown has it. Baseline left side, missed. Farmer, shot won't go. He's hacked. He's fouled. He's going to the line.
Big rebound, and really, I know Mike is disappointed he didn't get the ball into the basket, but good position there, and going to the free throw line here.
Number 14, 5 points, held scoreless in the second half until now. 6 points for him now. Webb substituting a lot. Second one for Micah. It is good. Farmer with 7 points. Derek Spears, 16, all in the first half. He's been held scoreless. It's been Ben Brown, 6 points in this second half and third quarter that has sparked them. Points have been few and far between, however. Starting to heat back up. 37-23, your score. Ball rolling around. Farmer hustling after it. Goes out of bounds off of him. It'll be out of bounds for Webb with 13.2. And get Spears out of the game so he can have a breather here. Inbounds toss is made to Tilton. Or Tilton to Bergen. With 7 with 6, he goes to work. Pass over, left side, Hullett has it, tries to penetrate, and there's going to be a foul with 2.2. And 1-1.
Well, that's a foul you don't want to give. Coach Piercy is not a happy camper down there. He knows with 2.2 seconds left, you don't want to give him a foul, give him a free shot.
Oakley Starling with the foul. I would say furious.
That might be a better word, yes.
Missed the charity toss. Farmer with the rebound. He's going to have to throw one up from midcourt, and it is no good. Fourth quarter coming up. Middle Tennessee Christian School leading Webb 37-23.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
On Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Sorry, Brian. But tonight's game brought to you by Two's Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission, InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, State Farm agent Mel Adams, and Reed Sane Drugstore.
Welcome back as Middle Tennessee Christian School leads Webb 37-23. Underneath, Branson Pop. Missed the shot off the left block. Now Farmer drives, penetrates, gets in there. Shot is good, but he charged. So wipe the basket off, and Micah Farmer picks up number 4. Tough break for him. So Micah going to take a seat. Might need him a bit later on.
Well, let's hope not. I mean, I want him to get back in the game.
Well,
but
sure.
Not out of desperation. Necessity.
Inbounds is made. Chase Hullett down the floor. Not going to stop. He does. Gives it up to Pop, and he pops from the right block. 37-25, your new score. With that basket by the Webb feet. Out front. Now Ben Brown has it. to the top of the key. Shot by Tyler Lamb is no good. MTCS tries to save it. Brown missed the shot or missed the rebound. Goes out of bounds. Looking to inbound. Bounce passing it over to the far sideline. Bergen misses that one, and coming away with the board is Bowman. Spears turns, spins, the three is up, no good. Rebound underneath, and Lamb can't get it off. And down the far sideline comes Hullett. Floating jumper is good by Hullett. And the lead is down to 10. Bowman out front. Gives it up to Garrett Wilson. Cougars need a basket in the worst way. Bowman to Wilson now. Fires it off, and the ball is going to be run down by the web feet. No. Just barely missing that ball is Rod Walsh. He ran out of real estate. MTCS going to get a break here. Need a basket, John. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, we've had a really bad shooting third quarter, and they need a basket in all kinds of ways.
Spears turns, spins, in the paint. Shot is no good. Rebound, Lamb, and there's going to be a whistle. The foul is on number 23, Tilton. That is his third foul. Eighth team foul. And at the line, Tyler Lamb. Couple of dribbles. Spin of the basketball. Shot it. Missed it off the front of the rim. Can't even hit those free throws right now. Bergen down the floor. Stops, pops, no good, rebound, put back. This one will go for Pop. And we've got a timeout on the floor, or is it an injury? It's an injury, I think. And it appears to be Burgoon. We're going to have a timeout on the floor, I think. Or no? No, they're not going to take a timeout. The Cougars have the ball. John, you just got a score here. I mean, that's really what it boils down to.
Yeah, another. So they've got a basket. They're down to eight. We're in single digits, and this is we want to keep them in double digits or our lead.
Spears drives baseline and got the basket.
Good answer.
That was beautiful. His first points in the second half. He's got 18. By far, the game's leading scorer. Need to get him off the schneid. Out front, Walsh has it to Hullett. Off the side of the rim, missed it. They run down the loose ball. Now the ball tipped out of bounds by Brown. So Webb will inbound the basketball. Turning, spinning, trapped in the corner, Hullett, and he's going to turn it over. Brown coming down the near sideline, stops, left wing, gives it up to Bowman for three. Come on, it's no good. Spears had it. Ben Brown has it now. Turn, spins, missed this hook shot. Rebound on the floor, picked up by Walsh. Nick Tilton and a timeout by Webb as they trail by 10 with 4:38 left in the fourth. We'll be right back on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Hi friends, this is Lenny Farmer on behalf of the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. Sports, like anything else worthwhile in life, takes determination and focus to get on top and stay on top. Here at Jennings and Ayers, we're proud to support the home teams of our county. We also know here at Jennings and Ayers what it takes to provide you with the best service and the friendliest atmosphere for some of the most difficult days in your life. At Jennings and Ayers, you have control over how your loved ones will be remembered. Let our family serve your family at Jennings and Ayers.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values
that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Last Cass's Feed Supply, Winner's Trophies, Cellular Concepts, and Prentice Also Heating and Air.
Out front, Tilton has it. Turn spins off the right block. Got the shooter's roll. Nick Tilton, 4 points on the night. And the lead is down to 8 for MTCS. Need an answer. Bowman in the corner to Spears, double teamed. Back out front to Garrett Wilson. And now MTCS has thrown it away. Bowman threw the ball out of bounds, and Micah Farmer's coming back. Farmer's got 4 fouls, but Jason Piercy saying, I got to have you.
Always scary when you bring somebody in, and they've got 4 fouls. They've been sitting on the bench. Got to be careful.
The lead is 8 for the Cougars. Bergen passes over. Left wing to Tilton. Back out between the circles. Shot from the left side, Hullett, no good. 3:46, that was a big miss. Now we need to work for a good shot here. Ben Brown crosses the timeline, over to Bowman. Bowman back to Farmer. That's who I want with the basketball. Turn, spins, gets in there, kicks it out to Bowman. Now they reset. Underneath, Farmer has it off the left block, missed it. Rebound, back to Bowman. Glides in, rolls, won't go. Farmer rebound, goes up, foul.
Good battling there by Farmer and Bowman, and just couldn't get the basket to fall, but we're going to the line.
Bergen with the foul. This one off the front of the rim. Michael will have another. Shot it. Got it. Take points wherever we can get them. 8 points for Farmer. 40-31. Lead back at 9. Ball left side. Driving. Tilton missed it. Ball battled around. Bergen comes away with it. No good. And loose ball run down by Ben Brown. 3 minutes to play. Cougars lead by 9. Brown going to bring it up. Crossing the timeline now. Pass to Spears. Derek back to Brown. They have really spread out MTCS. Or MTCS is spread out purposefully. Trying to get a one-on-one. Farmer drives and lost the ball briefly. And now Farmer is going to foul. My goodness. That was unintentional. He just happened to be there, and they happened to see the second foul, and Micah Farmer's done. So they're going to have to go the final 2:39 without him.
Well, I think they were trying to work some clock off, and Micah saw an opening, and he drove to the basket, but kind of lost control of the ball. He was going up to the basket, then an unfortunate foul.
Damn it. First one is up by Hullett and no good. He'll have another one. Second one. This one is good. It's him. Ben Brown goes right side, gives it up to Spears, to Bowman. Bounce pass underneath, working it as Wynn.
Oh.
Spears, nice basket and a foul. Driving basket, great pass from Wynn, and Spears with his 20th point tonight. Foul is on Hullett. Spears at the line for the old-fashioned three. Big play, and he got it. Spears with 21 of MTCS's 43 points. 43-32. Bergen out front. Bounce pass goes underneath from Hullett. And they find Pop. And he has 9 now on the night. 43-39. A minute 56 to play. 9-point lead. This one far from over. Brown kicks it over to Wynn. They're playing catch out front. Pass from Spears across the court to Garrett. Wilson gives it up. Now back out. They're spread the floor. Long skip pass to Wilson. Brown trying to burn some clock and get a one-on-one if they can. Spears from the right elbow. Crawls over the rim. Won't go. Rebound. Pop. Hullett. Glides in the lane. The six-footer goes, and a timeout. Webb, 43-36, a minute 17 to play. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's crown jewel.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
Here at Animal City, we are very proud to hand raise most of our own birds so that you can get the best possible companion for your family. And this is Amanda inviting your family to come visit our family here at Animal City. And as the weather gets warmer, we have everything that you need to create or maintain a beautiful, serene garden pond. Animal City is a family business. We are at 919 Northwest Broad Street. That's in Murfreesboro, next to the bowling lane. Animal City.
Come taste the Paleo's difference. Paleo's Grill on Northwest Broad, just down from Jackson Heights, offering made-from-scratch entrees like shrimp and grits, a Charleston favorite, steak Tuscany, hickory grilled salmon, chicken parmesan, turkey and dressing, just to name a few. Paleo's Grill, featuring steaks, Italian, seafood, and Southern comforts, also offers a wonderful kids menu and call-ahead seating. Paleo's Grill on Northwest Broad. Come taste the difference. Always fresh, always delicious.
Fast break down the floor. Spears the pass to Wynn. Wynn gets free left side and scores. That was a gigantic basket. 45-36, a minute to play, and now the Webb feet have thrown the ball away.
14th turnover, that should do it.
Milk some clock here. Spears racing down the floor. Got a one-on-one. Pass to Wynn, no good. Rebound, there's going to be a foul after the rebound, and I'm not sure who this is going to be on. It's going to be on Webb. And that's on Tilton. 4 for Tilton. And at the line, Spears. Need these, buddy. First one is good. Lead back at 10 with 53.6. Dribble. Spin of the basketball. Shot it. And got it. 23 for Spears tonight. 16 in the first half. Clock drops under a minute. It's Hullett. Loses the ball underneath. Arnold turned the ball over, and that's going to do it. Spears down the floor, weaving in and out of traffic, and with 35.8, reach-in foul. And this one is on Bergen. And that is his third foul. At the line, Spears. Three dribbles. This one is up and no good. Rattles. Sophomore will have another. Shot it and got it. 24 points for him. 48-36. He's accounted for half of the MTCS points tonight. Bounce pass underneath to Bergen. Missed the shot. Spears with the rebound. 26 seconds and he's going to walk the ball up the floor. MTCS going to win this ball game. Webb going to put on some token pressure. Garrett, they flip it back out. Good job there. Wynn back out front to Brown. They had a wide open shot and didn't take it. That's pretty classy right there. Spears with 6, going to hold the ball on his hip. Teams rise to their feet. Jason Piercy and the Webb coach meet. And handshakes take place as Middle Tennessee Christian School wins them both tonight. 48-36, the final in the boys' contest. 48-36 in the first game of the 2011-2012 high school basketball season. A break for us. We'll come back and we'll have the Renaissance of Heating and Air post-game show. We've got the boys' game, players of the game. We've also got our shift change of the game, some scores on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and more coming up on State Farm Prep Basketball, the Renaissance of Heating and Air post-game show.
This is Lester Martin here at Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Bemis's. Come by.